Jesus teaches his disciples the importance of being vigilant. When Christ talks about the servants that are waiting for their master return, he really is conveying the truth that at the end of this life, we will 100% meet God face to face. But a lot of people don't live like this is true. Tonight, I want to help us live in vigilance for this moment by offering the way that Christians should look at this truth. We should look at this reality of we're going to meet God face to face with joy and with hope. If you look forward to meeting God at the end of your life, that means you're going to decide how to live now. So first, I want to discuss why people struggle with thinking about the day that they will see God. And then second, how to follow Christ's teachings and be vigilant in a healthy way. And lastly, how being prepared to meet God face to face at any time will give you exactly what Christ promised in our gospel. It will bless your life. So first, Christ wants us to look to the future and be prepared for the day we meet God. So why is it so hard for people to do? I would say that the number one reason is because we don't think about the future in the right way. On the spiritual side of things, this is actually a common tactic of the devil. And what do I mean by that? Satan tempts us all to think about time in the exact wrong ways. For instance, the spirit against Christ can tempt you to focus on the worst images or memories of your past in order to cause you despair and regret. Now, God can use regret, but he'll always use it in a healthy way, one that helps you amend your life and move on to become stronger. Now, on the other hand, Satan does the exact opposite. He might try to push you into the future where you're concentrating on all the things that can go wrong. Once we get into this habit of worry and anxiety about all that can happen in the future, we actually start to shy away from planning and preparing the way that Christ asks us to. I hope you see the problems here. The past will become a dwelling place of regret and burden, and then the future becomes some sort of fearful event. All of these tactics, what they do is they take you out of the here and now. You see, Jesus wants to meet you in the present. Christ is here and wants to sit with where you are now, and he desires to help you now. I think we all know worriers and how much it really takes them outside of the present. And as soon as I say that, like, I'm sure husbands do not elbow the wife. And that is the one thing that I see sometimes. But worriers are the ones that you can actually see. They're no longer here with you. They're off and they're distracted. So, of course, one of the chief tactics of the evil one is to get you out of the present into the problems of the past or the future. So it's here in the present that you need to change your life. And so that is our first point. People struggle with preparing to meet God because most view the past or the future as burdensome, so I don't even want to think about it. So our second point is, how can I fight this? How can I become what Christ asks me to be, vigilant and prepared about my future? Well, it does involve a little process. Identify if you have the problem. You have to break that mindset, then build a good habit. So step one really is you have to have a self-examination. Am I a person who is often tempted to live in my head with past regrets or future anxiety? Then breaking that habit means that you catch yourself in these thoughts and then ask the Lord to help you return to the present. Remember that it is here and now that you can make healthy plans. Make those decisions, keeping in mind that one day you will meet with God face to face. That will kind of help you, inform you about the choices you are making. Are the choices I'm making now bringing me closer to God, or are they moving me farther away from him? So I'd say keep doing this process day by day, and that will build a good, holy habit of being prepared for our Lord. It requires self-knowledge. It requires being aware of what my thinking habits are. So lastly, I just want to mention the benefits of preparing for the Lord and being vigilant this way. Preparing to meet God face to face really does help you and I in so many ways. It really puts life into perspective. It makes the difficulties of what I'm going through now, they're not so earth-shattering. But the best part of all of this, of being vigilant for the Lord and just saying, yep, one day I'm going to see you face to face, is it removes the fear of death. A buddy of mine named Father Ellis, he's a priest in Norwich, Connecticut. He was in a parish that had a very busy hospital ministry. He was at the hospital, if it not every other day, every third day. He said that he could tell which people had prepared in their life in such a way that they knew they were going to see God face to face. But he could also tell who was not prepared to see God. Those who were prepared, they would ask for confession, they would ask for communion, anointing the sick. They'd be working with their family on planning the funeral. They would be open about talking about how they're feeling. And yes, that does include sadness, but includes peace as well. On the other hand, he saw a lot of people who did not prepare, so there was a lot of anxiety about death. They would kind of push off confession or anointing, and they say, no, we'll do that tomorrow. Father Ellis kept saying that how there was a fear, the fear was just palpable in those rooms, and there was little he could do to help. They just were not prepared, and it was striking them all at once. Another positive story was our own Sister Janelle, our principal. She was blessed to be in the room when Sister Ann Divish passed away a couple weeks ago. Those sisters could not stop talking about how peaceful and encouraging her death was. The faith of Sister Ann led her daily decisions to not only be prepared to meet God, but she was actually looking forward to it. So while, yes, there was sadness in her passing, Sister Anne's joy of just getting ready to see God face to face, it gave peace to those around her. It just radiated from her. It's as Christ said in our gospel, those who are vigilant for the Master's return, they will be blessed. So overall today, Jesus is asking us to start our own preparation. First, we looked at kind of what prevents people from preparing to see God. The devil tempts us with regrets in the past and definitely anxiety of the future. So we end up choosing not to think about this at all. Second, we said in order to kind of remedy this, we have to become aware of this process. Am I living with fear of the future so much that I just don't think about it? So you have to dismiss that fear and make decisions to be in the present here and now while remembering, yeah, one day I will meet God. And for those who prepare, it's a joy that they look forward to. Lastly, that was it. Our benefits for doing this, for preparing to meet God face to face, they are countless, but the best one is you are going to have peace at the end of your earthly life. So as we continue this Mass, as you receive communion and we pray during that space after the communion rite, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit what you need in order to be a little bit more vigilant each day, a little bit more prepared for the day when I'm going to meet the Lord face to face. Because if you prepare, if you think about it a little, if you make decisions according to it, you will receive what Christ promises. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds vigilant on his arrival.